97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, nice to enjoy a cocktail with you last night.
Yeah, it was very good. Always good. And Kim, same. You know, great to hang with you guys. Being all in the same room, we get to chat with some of our great partners and sponsors and clients and each other. And, you know, it is nice when we all can kind of get together. We should do it more often. It was good.
We should do that more often.
Good times. I like that 360 Westport.
Yeah, it's nice.
I had never been there. It's a
good
beautiful
spot.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, the weather also is perfect.
Yeah.
Good Kim spot. And I could look down off the ceiling off the building and see the new Channel 4 building.
Oh, I didn't look and see.
Right down below it.
Yeah, they are right over there.
Yeah, I haven't been in there yet.
I'll give them credit with this. They've done some nice things at Westport. In the center area, the green area out there, they've sort of put AstroTurf, and there's a big screen where you can sit down and watch games, and I'd not seen any of that. That's all brand new since I've been there.
Yeah. I saw apartments are going up, so clearly there's interest in living over there.
Absolutely. So. They're doing good things with it, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I saw the headline in the sports section of the Post today, and it poses a good question. Why number 21 Mizzou is playing a strange non-conference game at Massachusetts this weekend? I don't know who scheduled it that way, but Lord knows they could use a breather.
Yeah, well, you know, these kind of games worry me. Like, Indiana had one last week. They played Northwestern in that makeshift stadium. Northwestern's redoing their stadium, so they played in a lacrosse soccer stadium that held 17,000. Same size as what Mizzou's going to face here, and it just kind of brings you down a notch a little bit. Indiana had a good game against them, and then just pulled away, beat them 41-24, good solid win. I would hope for the same thing for Mizzou, but I think you're going to see a little extra out of Mizzou here. Maybe taking out a little anger on UMass, which, you know, I mean, UMass is not a terrible team. They've been in every game they've been involved in. They have a good mobile quarterback who could give you trouble, but they can't match Missouri's depth, talent, size, speed, anything. So Missouri should go out and play as if they are Texas A&M again. You know, go out there and drop the hammer and get yourself right. You know, we always talk about how do you respond from a loss? And that's the true mark of a team. I think that it's hard sometimes to respond after a big win. We saw that from Alabama against Vanderbilt. It's easier, I think, to get yourself collectively fired up after you get embarrassed. And I hope that Missouri can do that very thing, because the SEC schedule is just going to get tougher. It is going to be very difficult for them if they don't get themselves together. Those games that we thought were cakewalks, like Auburn and, you know, some of these others, I don't know, man. I mean, every game on the schedule now, after what Texas A&M did to shake you up, is going to be daunting. Now, obviously, they have to go to Alabama. That's going to be a tough one. But Arkansas is on their schedule. Arkansas beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to be careful here. It'll be a fun football season, though. I've been saying this all week. I love the college football the way it is right now. I love the parity. I like not knowing what's going to happen. I like the fact that there aren't, you know, seven or eight superpowers. There's actually a lot of teams in the top 25 that can win any given week. And so I don't know who the best team in the country is, and I like that feeling right now.
So this won't be a popular question for Mizzou fans, but given the fact that going into this season we talked about the fact that they didn't have the most difficult of schedules in terms of an SEC schedule and non-conference schedule, if given what happened last weekend, if they win every remaining game, is it still enough to get them back to into the top 12 for playoff contention or not?
Oh, sure. If they only had one loss?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
They'd be in slam dunk. Yeah, they'd be a top 12 college football playoff team for sure.
Okay.
I mean, losing at Texas A&M is not a terrible loss. It's just the way they lost it was embarrassing. I mean, I talked about it, and a lot of people told me that they liked our talk. You know, a lot of people talk to me out in public and say, I love you on the Mark Cox show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just so you know. But they heard us talking about Mizzou on Monday. And, you know, we're very honest. Nothing they did was good. I mean, I couldn't pick out one good thing that happened in that game to Mizzou. Not one. So you've got to figure out from the inside out. First of all, their line play was very poor. You have to protect Brady Cook. He is, according to Eli Drinkwitz, 100% healthy. So you got to give him protection. But the one thing Mizzou did not do, they didn't establish the run at all. And that's on the offensive line and the running backs and the coordinator and the coaching as well. Like, you got to run the ball, man, in football to set up your quarterback so that he can throw it. And conversely, you know, if you're the quarterback, you stretch the field a little bit and they start to back up and then you pound them with the run. I mean, Missouri's inability to run the football was embarrassing. So you got to do this against UMass. Line them up and stomp them. But yeah, if they were able to win, oh my gosh, at Alabama or something like that. Yeah. Now, if they have two losses, it's going to be a little tougher for them. But I think right now you just got to figure out how to play better as a team. When Missouri takes the field, they have most games the best player on the field. Luther Burden is the best player to walk into the stadium. You got to get him the ball and you got to block for him, and he can block. He can. I would get him the ball as much as possible, maybe on an end around, and let him catch the ball in the slot or in the flat and run with it, throw deep to him. He loves those two. You got to get him involved, but you got to run the football. And then defensively, Missouri, very poor tackling against A&M, and their line had no push whatsoever. They really have to look deep inside themselves and say, what was wrong with us? Why couldn't we respond after a couple of bad calls went our way? Why are we sulking? Why aren't we better in those situations? I would anticipate that they're going to come out in a great way here, but they have to sustain that in the SEC. They have to be a ferocious team to make it to the playoff. We can't even talk about playoffs. until they start stacking some wins, convincing wins. You know, even the wins over Vanderbilt and BC just weren't convincing wins. You know, they have not played their best game yet, not even close.
I just hope we get some local team to do well. I mean, it's like we had City, which they didn't have a bad season, I guess, but they didn't make it to the playoffs. Of course, the Cardinals, I won't even go there. The Blues, we're hopeful about that. The home opener's coming up, I guess, next week.
I think they'll be fun.
Tuesday night they did really well coming back, right?
I think they'll be fun. The Blues, they did great. I mean, they scored three goals in a minute 55. I love how Jordan Kyrou is playing with Drew Bannister, just kind of letting him be himself and get out there, kid, and fly and make plays. And that should be fun to see them come home. They've got a couple of big games first before they come home, San Jose and Vegas.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. Local teams. Illinois is not bad. I think they could be a tough college football. I think their basketball team is going to be really good. I think Mizzou's basketball team, I want to see it before I believe it. I know SLU's team is going to be entertaining. But, yeah, I mean, college hoops will be a fun year. And then, you know, you turn around and see what the Blues do after the holidays is when you start to see if they're a real contender or not.
I think college sports is more fun to watch than, like, NFL or NBA. I enjoy watching football.
I love college football so much that by Sunday, I'm worn out. I mean, I'm like, Sunday, I'm like, yeah.
Particularly after last weekend, that was an emotional.
And I know I have to go run and do a sports cast. But, you know, the NFL... There is not a matchup in the NFL that can do what you saw Vanderbilt, Alabama. There is none. I mean, if the worst team in the NFL, let's say Carolina, beat, I don't know, the 49ers or the Chiefs or something, are they going to rip down the goalposts and carry it down
three,
the street?
3 miles.
I mean, you know, it's the NFL. It's like, okay, yeah, they won. All right, next. I mean, there's just not that raw emotion like we see in college.
Yep.
All right, I got to go.
Crying all the way to the bank. All right.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye, Tom.
Tom, appreciate that. Yeah, I would agree.
That's still impressive. Three miles and then dumping it in the river.
And that's why I've never been an NBA fan. I just haven't.
Well, they got all political. And, I mean, even the NFL did, too, and the nonsense they would write in the end zones and on the court, right?
Yeah.
About racism and all this stuff.
That tipped me on the NFL. I would still be engaged when the Rams were playing. And then they got political, later and... I've never been a huge NBA fan. I mean, I've followed it, obviously, in the heyday of Jordan and all that, but I've lost a lot of interest in it these days because they're just like spoiled millionaires who don't play any defense, generally speaking, and they just want to go out and score 40 points a game.
I was going to say, speaking of the NFL, who I do support is Harrison Butker, and he will be in town today campaigning for Josh Hawley. This is the first political endorsement he's ever made. So this is kind of a big deal, and they have a bye week, so it makes sense that this is when they chose for him to come to, is it Cottleville?
He's going to be at Frankie Martin's Garden out in Cottleville this afternoon at 3. You have to be registered to get in, to attend it. You have to be registered with to get out there, but... I guess you go to the Holly's campaign website. You could probably figure out how to do that if you wanted to go out this afternoon. It's going to be gorgeous, and Butker will be out there campaigning with Josh Hawley today. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, that's great. That's a good one.
Get more at 971talk.com.